Welcome to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a piece about Mother's Nights. There was a time long ago when Mother's Nights, a week-long celebration surrounding the winter solstice, was a greater celebration than Christmas Day. Mother's Nights, the Nights of the Mothers, feature all the trappings of the seasonal holiday, gifts, lights, mistletoe, holly, carols, and feasting that we associate with Christmas, but it lasted for a whole week, with its center night being the Yule solstice itself. Mother's Nights venerated the Mother Goddess as the one who gave birth to the divine child at the winter solstice, thus creating the next cycle. It wasn't until later Christian times when the emphasis shifted from the mothers, whose life-giving powers made the child possible, to the child himself, giving the mother and mothers collectively a secondary role in the miracle of birth and rebirth. But historians and archaeologists point out that the earliest human societies were matrifocal, governed by councils of women elders. And since humans tend to create their deities in their own image, humans portrayed divine governing councils as groups of mother goddesses who, like their earthly counterparts, worked together to nurture, sustain, and protect their communities. Universally and across time, we can find many examples of these mother goddess groups. Vedic society had ancient India had the Dakinis. The ancient Greeks were guided by the Kritikas. Germanic cultures had the Disir, who concerned themselves with the fertility of the land, and the Wunschenweiber, who granted wishes. The Norse peoples venerated the Asynjur, who governed and dispensed justice, as well as the Vana mothers, who were personified by the waves of the ocean, continuously creating and recreating the universe and the cycles of time and life. At this darkest time of year, these groups of mother goddesses were honored as helpers in time of need. The many statues and engravings unearthed from ancient sites and preserved in historic structures show these mother groups holding baskets of fruits and grains and offering them to the people, along with the sunshine, rain, beneficial winds, and fertile soil that are needed for bountiful harvests. Sometimes the mothers were called upon to act as guardians and protectors, stepping into the role of war goddesses when the community was threatened by outside forces. This is how the Norse Valkyrie came to be seen, battle maidens. Although originally the Valkyrie served the community as death and rebirth mothers, folding the dead into the bosom of the underworld to heal them and prepare them for rebirth. The mothers had such an important role in the bounty, safety, and sustainability of early societies that it was natural for there to have been a special celebration to honor them. To fill this modern lack, in the early 20th century, Mother's Day was invented, which seems superficial by comparison to ancient traditions, more commercial than sacred. Some have referred to it as a Hallmark holiday, observed mainly with cards and flowers. Ancient celebrations of Mother's Nights have sometimes been referred to as sacrificial feasts. While the word sacrifice eventually came to describe the act of destroying something as a way to honor or placate a god, the original meaning of sacrifice is to make sacred. The mothers would never require that their gifts to humans be destroyed in their honor. Rather, the mothers ask for gratitude, generosity, compassion, cooperation, all those things which go toward peace and plenty on earth. The mothers ask that their gifts be shared with all, used wisely and reverently, with full awareness of their sacredness. Furthermore, the coming week of Mother's Night celebration makes sacred the practice of being in community with all of life, and encourages us to mother each other as lovingly and intentionally as the mothers mother us, and to be deeply grateful for what the mothers give us. And so now that we are about to enter the solstice tide in the week to come, let us give thanks to the sacred mothers and honor their gifts laid beneath the solstice tree and hung upon its branches. Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.